away we go, and why is my microphone always in the off position? Oh my goodness, there we go. Microphone fixed, I think. You know, we have the weirdest button here. I'm going to try to mess with it a little bit here on the air. Okay, that sounds pretty good still. Okay, we're going to go with that for now. I don't know what's going on with this microphone. I think I'm going to have to put a big piece of, like, duct tape or scotch tape or something over top of it so people do not fool around with it. All right, I think we're consistent there. Maybe. You know, audio equipment is very touchy when you get right down to it. But I think okay, we're going to hope that holds up. All right, Scott Spears along with you, Wednesday, November the 20th, 2019, 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. You know what that means? That means that we are 8 days away from Thanksgiving, 7 days away from Thanksgiving Eve. Now, let me tell you something interesting about me. I always liked Thanksgiving Eve, because I've had some traditions that have revolved around Thanksgiving Eve, like the blizzard tradition that I've talked about with Sean every morning here, about going out and getting a blizzard the night before Thanksgiving, which I consider to be Thanksgiving Eve. And when I was a kid growing up, there used to be a lot of things that went on Thanksgiving Eve. A lot of people used to go and get their groceries, which I think they still do. Well, it's interesting because when I worked in retail, because I worked a lot of different retail jobs, the night before Thanksgiving was a little different in every retail job I worked. Now, I worked in a department store back when we really had Black Fridays, when they did not start on Thursday, on Thanksgiving. They actually used to start on Friday morning. A matter of fact, when I first started in retail, back when I was in college, what used to happen is we would open at 6 a.m., which was pretty early for us because on a normal day we didn't open till like 9. So 6 a.m. was the big opening time. And that went on for a long time on Black Friday. Then one year they got the idea, well, we're not going to open at 6 a.m., we're going to open at 4 a.m. And that only went on one year. The 4 a.m. thing only happened once. So we opened at 4 a.m., and that went okay. And then the following year is when they went to the night before, which ended up being 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving night. And then that's where it stuck. And I only worked that one time. I think I left retail the following year. So it went from Friday morning at 6 o'clock to Friday morning at 4 o'clock, and then it eventually ended up Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And yesterday, I was actually at a couple stores here in Marion. I don't know if I should mention the stores, but they're big stores, big chains that would have these doorbuster sales. And one of the stores told me that on Thanksgiving, they're not closing at all. There will be no closure at this store. Well, I think I can tell the store. I mean, the hours are the hours. Meijer, I was in Meijer yesterday, and one of the cashiers at Meijer told me they will not close at all on Thanksgiving Day. Now, the big sales will start, I think she said, at 5 o'clock, but the store will not be closed all day. And I was also at Kohl's. Now, I don't know if Kohl's will be opened all day or not, but the cashier at Kohl's told me that the sale start at 5. So now it has even progressed. It's no longer 8 o'clock on Thanksgiving night. Now it's 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving night. So apparently Thanksgiving dinner is out for people. Now you have to have Thanksgiving lunch because of the way these sales are running. But both of the cashiers that I talked to in both stores seem to be okay with it. You know, the one said it was time and a half, and the other said, you know, they feed them well, and it's a fun thing to do. So as long as you're happy, that's okay. But that's the info I got yesterday in regard to Black Friday. But that's what it was in the retail business when I worked that in college. Started out Friday morning at 6 o'clock, then it moved to Friday morning at 4 a.m. That only went on one year, and then it ended up the night before at 8 o'clock. And apparently, as time has progressed, it's now 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving. So that was retail. That's what Thanksgiving, well, what Thanksgiving Eve meant in retail, I guess that's where I started this story, was you were always closed on Thanksgiving. At least the store I worked at was always closed on Thanksgiving. It was a big chain until they started opening 8 o'clock the night before, but you were always closed during the day on Thanksgiving Day. So that meant you had to tag the sale before you left on Wednesday. So Thanksgiving Eve in the retail world meant that you had to get all the signs up before you left on Thanksgiving Eve. So when people came in on Friday morning, and then later on when they came in on Thursday night, that your sale was all tagged and ready to go. So that's what Thanksgiving Eve was in the retail world. Now, when I worked in the food world, I worked in the two different food worlds. One side of it was the grocery business. Now, the grocery business is interesting because the grocery business, Black Friday and Thursday are not really a big deal those nights because people don't usually go to the grocery store to buy gifts. So the big deal with grocery stores on Thanksgiving Eve, the night before Thanksgiving, is that's when people come in and buy all their groceries that they have either forgotten or put off buying altogether. So the busiest day in the grocery store business is the day before Thanksgiving. Now, most grocery stores, the big chains, are open Thanksgiving morning till like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, that's a busy time too, but as far as the busiest day of the year goes, it's usually the night before Thanksgiving. So in the grocery world, Thanksgiving Eve meant you were going to be super, super busy. Now, when I used to work in a restaurant when I was in high school and the start of my college career before I moved over to retail, Thanksgiving Eve was again an odd thing because the restaurant I worked at was closed on Thanksgiving Day. And of course, a restaurant is not about sales as far as toys and clothes and things like that goes Black Friday. So Thanksgiving Day and the day after didn't really mean a whole lot to the restaurant business, but Thanksgiving Eve was a big day. But do you know why Thanksgiving Eve is a big day in the restaurant business? I'll leave that out there for you today because that's kind of a fun question, and maybe we'll get it answered here in the next 10 minutes or so. Does anybody know why in the restaurant business the day before Thanksgiving is a big day? There's something to that. And I bet a lot of you have partaken in this. But there is something special about the restaurant business that makes the day before Thanksgiving a very hectic business, a very hectic day. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 21 minutes past the hour here on this Wednesday morning. So remember, in the retail world, the day before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Eve, means you have to tag the sale. In the grocery world, grocery store business, it's the busiest day of the year for you because people are getting their groceries ready for Thanksgiving the next day. But what in the restaurant business would make the day before Thanksgiving a very hectic day? There was something that went on. And I know this because I worked seven of them. Because I worked in a restaurant from my sophomore year in high school, I think through, well, my last year in college. I kept that job somewhat. And I usually had to work the night before Thanksgiving because this thing always went on. Matter of fact, it went on all day the day before Thanksgiving. So what was that? Why is the restaurant business very busy the day before Thanksgiving? Does anybody have any guesses on that one? 740-383-9944. So I guess that's why Thanksgiving Eve, the day before Thanksgiving, a week from today, has always been a special day for me, and I've always worked it in the radio business because it was always a busy day. I always went to work in these other jobs, so I continue to go to work here on those days, and hopefully we'll have a special program that morning, and I think we'll have a special program that night, actually, while you're in the kitchen getting ready for the next day. But more on that to come as the week goes on. Do want to remind you that this morning we've got some big guests in the 9 o'clock hour. We've got Santa Larry, who's going to be on. He's been on the program before. He'll be on a little after 9 o'clock this morning. And he has got a big announcement. Now, the fact that Santa Larry is going to be on the program should be a sure sign that the holiday season is in full effect, because Santa Larry will be on this morning a little after 9 o'clock with a big announcement. And then we have one of my favorite people. A lot of you have asked about her because she hasn't been on in a while, probably close to a year. But we do visit with her every holiday season, and I just talked to her the other day. The legendary Emmy and Grammy award-winning actress Pat Carroll, best known as the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, will be along with us this morning about 9:30-ish on through 10 o'clock. Now, this is an interesting fact, and I did not know this when I booked her. I knew this was the 30th anniversary of The Little Mermaid because I did know it came out in 1989, but I did not know the exact date. Now, this is very serendipitous because this happened after I booked Pat Carroll to be on the show this morning, but the actual release date for The Little Mermaid movie was November the 13th, 1989. November the 13th, 1989. Now, today is November the 20th, so we are 30 years and 7 days removed from the release of The Little Mermaid, which was Disney's first real smash hit of that era of those movies. I believe it came before Aladdin, it came before The Lion King, it came before The Jungle Book. It was really a movie that put him back on the map, and of course the legendary Pat Carroll, Grammy and Emmy award-winning actress, was the voice of Ursula, the big villain in that movie, and she'll be along with us this morning around 9:30. Now don't forget tomorrow, this is big, and we've been talking about this with a capital B. Tomorrow morning at 9:10 a.m. till 10 a.m., we're going to have a first-time visitor to this program, Ashley Williams. Now, Ashley Williams is the star of the new Hallmark movie, Holiday Hearts, which will premiere on the Hallmark Channel tomorrow night. And we'll have Ashley Williams on the program tomorrow morning. And we are so excited about this because Ashley Williams, as I have said before, she's never been on the program. She's a great young actress. And she used to be in a program called Good Morning Miami. And when I was in high school, I had a little crush on her. And I'm not one of those people who gets crushes on movie stars or people on television. But there was something about Ashley Williams. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was the television show she was on or the way that she looked or whatever. Who knows? But Ashley Williams was just the, I don't know what you say. She was just the neatest thing, and she was a very good actress, is a very good actress, so I'm sure this Holiday Hearts movie will be a great movie, and she'll be along with us tomorrow morning, Thursday, to talk about her movie, which will be debuting on the Hallmark Channel tomorrow night from 9 to 10 tomorrow morning. So that's the rundown of the big guest, and we hope to have a big guest on Friday, but I cannot announce that yet because we do not have that 100% confirmed at this point. Now, here's what I want to say about this morning. My normal drive down Route 95 here in Marion. Now, here is what was interesting. I'm going down Route 95 this morning, and, you know, my dependency on stopping off at my favorite place to get a beverage is usually about how long the line is, how many cars are in the line. So I'm coming down 95 this morning, about 7:15, 7:30, and I realize there is a huge line at McDonald's where I normally get my large diet soda, and that's all I really ever get is a large diet soda. The line is back to the entrance to McDonald's on Route 95. Now, why it was so busy this morning, I really have no idea. But I thought, well, you know, they do get busy, and maybe there's something with this morning that they're busy, and that's that. So I drive a little further down Route 95, and I get to Tim Hortons. Now, I've never really paid attention to Tim Hortons. Now, I have paid attention to Starbucks, and I always pay attention to McDonald's because of the fact that I like to stop there and get a drink. But I never pay attention to Tim Hortons. But this morning, Tim Hortons was unavoidable because the line was wrapped around the building and into the street. Does anybody know what was going on at Tim Hortons this morning? The building, you know how Tim Hortons drive-thru is set up. The drive-thru is on the other side of the building, so you can wrap the cars around the back of the building, then back around the front of the building, then out into the street. There were cars that were actually in the street this morning at Tim Hortons. I don't know why. I don't know what the cause was. I know we had talked about on this show last week that they had the 50-cent hash browns. I don't know if they still have that or not. But Tim Hortons was doing the business this morning. Now, conversely, this is odd because then I became a restaurant watcher. So I go down a little further. I pass Tim Hortons, and now I see Burger King. And there is nobody at the Burger King at this point. So I'm thinking, why is nobody at Burger King? Because Burger King's open for breakfast, but zero people at Burger King. Tim Hortons, McDonald's, wrapped around the building. Nobody at Burger King. But here's the quick thing I want to say before we go to our caller. I get a little further down the road, and I see Wendy's. Now remember, Wendy's, we've had this whole thing about Wendy's breakfast, but there were people out in front of Wendy's this morning, Wendy's employees who were cleaning up in front of the restaurant, and the lights in Wendy's were on. So I don't know if these are people who just come in early to clean up the place, or if Wendy's is getting ready to sell breakfast, or if they're selling breakfast. I don't know. There were no cars there, but there were no cars at Burger King either, so I can't vouch for that. Apparently, everybody was at Tim Hortons this morning. Tim Hortons or McDonald's. But that's all I have to say about that, so we're going to go to our call now. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. The sun is shining. The groundhog is going to see a shadow this year, I heard. But we'll have to wait and see until February the 2nd.
You know, I can't remember. If the groundhog sees his shadow, that means there's going to be 6 more weeks of winter. And if he doesn't see his shadow, that means it's going to be an early spring.
Right.
So, right.
We're going to have a rough winter this year, I think.
I don't know. I saw some projections on that. I know we had that big snow early, but I don't know if it's going to be a rough winter. The Farmer's Almanac has said that, I mean, we are going to get some snow, but I don't know if it's going to be particularly bad. The understanding is it's not going to be as cold as it was last year, but it's going to be a little bit more snow.
Yeah. I felt like the Groundhog Day movie the other day, right? It seems like, you know how you feel like you wake up on the same day, like your alarm goes off, like not even asleep, you know, like, oh geez. But I love that movie, by the way. Bill Murray played great in that movie. If anybody has a chance to watch it, it's a oldie but goodie, I say, in my book. But yeah, I was wondering, maybe Tim Hortons is bringing back that Flip the Lid. I don't know if you ever heard of that or not. It's called Flip the Lid, and if you can win like cars, free coffee. Usually they do that this time of the year. You flip the lid and you can win a prize or like I said, free food and all that. So
I don't know. All I know is this morning they were in the street on Mount Vernon Avenue, and I don't really ever. I think that would be trouble at 7:30 in the morning if you were sitting in the street on Mount Vernon Avenue.
It could be, yeah, because that's usually around rush hour about that time. But, yeah, that's probably what it is. I like Starbucks coffee and everything better. Well, of course, I don't drink coffee. I drink mostly hot coffee, but it's more expensive than Starbucks. But,
Charlie and I have decided that Starbucks is really just a social thing, that it really has nothing to do with the coffee or the whatever else they sell, that really the reason people go there is so they can say they've been to Starbucks and they get the cup and they get the clear cup, and it's like a social thing.
Oh, well, okay, I don't know. I mean, I can tell the difference, though, in the hot chocolate. I mean,
you know, people always say that with everything, but when you actually set them down and give them the taste test, they have a hard time deciphering it.
That's true. I mean, when I go to different places, or when I go to Starbucks, and I do go to Tim Hortons, they do have a little bit of different flavor. of the hot chocolate. Now, coffee, I'm not a coffee drinker, so I can't tell you about all that. But the hot chocolate is more richer at Starbucks, and I don't know if it's because you can put extra stuff in it or whatever, but I don't know.
Well, see, that's a bad sign for a diabetic.
Oh, I mean, I haven't had one for a while. You're right. But I do like hot chocolate. Well, they make sugar-free hot chocolate, but it's not as great.
Well, yeah, I don't, you know, I think, I like hot chocolate, but it's one of those things, again, that I just don't drink. When I got the Keurig last year for Christmas, I got hot chocolate with it, because I'm not a coffee drinker, so the person who got me the Keurig last year gave me the Swiss Miss hot chocolate things, and I used it over Christmas break, because it was new, and I wanted to try it out, so I had maybe like 3 or 4 cups of it, but I still have Swiss Miss K-cups left from last year, because it's just not so, I'm just not into that.
Yeah, you like tea.
I do like tea. You know, I don't make that anymore. I used to make that in the office all the time, especially on cold days back when we had no heat. And I used to like to have tea, but I couldn't tell you the last time I had a cup of tea.
I remember those days. It was like we were there. We had a walk-in with our jackets, and the heater couldn't keep anything warm. We had people freezing their hands off. And I remember those days.
Well, I would just get
memories.
Well, I would just. Now what?
I just want to plug your show this morning. You're going to have our good friend Pat Kira on later on in the morning.
Yeah, I said that.
Oh, you did? I didn't hear you.
Yes. Yes, Pat Carroll will be on, and I was talking about, interestingly enough, we think Pat Carroll will be on. I hope she'll be on. She's supposed to be on. She's booked to be on. It's in her calendar, but we'll see how that goes at 9:30 this morning. But it's interesting because I looked it up this morning because I knew this was the 30-year anniversary of The Little Mermaid being released. But it's kind of weird because I got the actual date that it was put in movie theaters. It was November 13th, 1989. So it is 13 years, but it's 7 days off from today. So it was released 13 years and 7 days ago today. 30 years, not 13. 30 years.
Yeah, it'd be 30 years, yeah. Wow. Interesting. So now, who plays it now? Isn't it Whoopi Goldberg?
Well, there are no really... what people are doing is when they need that character, like at Disney World, or maybe for a commercial, they'll use a different voice, and sometimes it's different people, because they haven't remade the movie yet. So her voice is still in the movie, and I don't think they'll ever remake the movie because of this new Disney Plus thing that people are buying. But as far as when they need her voice for like things at Disney World, something new for Ursula to say a new message, now they do go to other actresses because Pat is 92, and I don't think she can really travel anymore. But, you know, I think that's okay. I mean, she's in the movie. Her voice is in the movie and a lot of other movies and a lot of toys that was released over the years. So I think she's done her part.
Yeah, I mean, she's 92. I mean, sometimes you gotta stop, you know, and through your retirement, you know. She has a nice little house when we went and visited her in Rhode Island.
Cape Cod.
Oh, Cape Cod. Well, yeah. Cape Cod.
But she's a nice lady, good lady, fun lady, and hopefully she will be on at 9:30 this morning. She's booked, and I have faith that she'll be on at that time, but we'll wait and see when 9:30 comes.
Yeah, it'd be a bit very interesting. So, other than that, it's a nice sunny day out.
It is. Now,
go ahead.
I said, do you know the answer to the question I was asking earlier on?
I did not hear it. I didn't turn on the radio. It's about 8:28 this morning.
Well, I had a question. I was asking people the significance of the day before Thanksgiving, because I said when I used to work in retail, at a department store the day before Thanksgiving meant that you would have to tag the sale for the big Black Friday sale. And then working in a grocery store, it's the busiest day of the year, is the day before Thanksgiving, so you're busy that day. And I said, the 7 years I worked in a restaurant when I was in high school and college, Thanksgiving Eve was also a busy day, the day before Thanksgiving, but I was asking people, why is it that in a restaurant, that day's a big day?
I don't think people feel like cooking because they're getting ready to go shopping, and I'm sure they're probably wrapping presents by that point to get them all stuff, and so they probably don't feel like messing with any dishes or anything like that, probably, would be my guess. That's one thing I can figure out. They figure, you know, hey, I'm going to go out on this day because we'll be shopping and all this stuff, so... Don't like cooking and gotta wrap presents and everything else.
Well, that probably is true with some people, but that's not the answer. There is something that goes on the day before Thanksgiving in the restaurant business that makes it a different day than all of the other days around the year.
Really?
Yep. I know, because I did it 7 times.
I don't know. I worked in a restaurant business, but I wasn't there. I wasn't in a restaurant business very long. I certainly wasn't there during that time. So I really never paid attention. I don't know. Maybe it's like, what is it?
And you never really. And you never really worked in the front part of the restaurant.
No, I did. I always worked in the back. I was behind the scenes.
This would be something that happens in the front part of the restaurant. But although the people in the back are involved in this, but it's interesting. It's hopefully somebody will have the answer at some point. But it is. It's been different in all three aspects, and that's why I always think the day before Thanksgiving is an important day, even for radio, because I know that most everybody's working, because in retail, they're tagging the sale. In the grocery business, it's the busiest day of the year. And in the restaurant business, they're doing something, which I'm not going to give the answer to yet, but they're doing something that's a big deal the day before Thanksgiving.
Well, maybe it's like a 15% off deal or something? I don't know.
No.
Nope. Honest with
you. No sales.
It's not a sale?
Not a sale.
All right, I don't know. I really don't know the answer, folks, myself, so you'll have to give away a prize later on that.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to give a prize for that one. I just want to see if anybody comes up with that one, because I'm interested to see if anybody really knows what it is, because to me it's fascinating, and I know some people out there listening have done this, because... You know, people do go to restaurants the day before Thanksgiving, and it was a big thing. I mean, it would keep me busy, and I think that's why I worked 7 nights before Thanksgiving in the restaurant business, because of this.
Maybe they give out free food?
Nope, not free food.
I really don't know the answer on that. Yeah, that is it. I don't know. You know, I don't think I even go to a restaurant day before Thanksgiving myself, but I wouldn't know the answer on that.
Well, I don't think I've done it since I quit the restaurant business, but I do know I was there for 7 years, and I know that it was, I think, I don't know why I had to work all of them, but it was a hectic thing.
Yeah. I know retail, when I worked in retail during the Black Friday, and stuff. That was hectic when I worked at Sears and Myers and stuff like that over the years. Black Friday can be a pain, that's for sure.
In any event, speaking of the day before Thanksgiving, you know, this is the new thing because it's a week from today. We're now down to 7 days till the holiday tradition of the blizzard before Thanksgiving.
Oh, the blizzard of 78.
Well, I don't think we can't go back in time to 1978, but I bet your blood sugar will go up 78 count when you eat a blizzard. So we could call it the blizzard of 78.
Oh, man. And our friend Bailey's going to come.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. She said she might.
She was here yesterday. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, she did a very good job of co-hosting yesterday.
Yeah, I thought she was good. I thought she did a good job.
You guys done it really good on the radio. She's really good. I think she should be on more.
Well, you know, that's remained to be seen. But I do know... I do know that her mother told her at one point, she said this on the air so I can say this, her mother told her to stop being mean to me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So here's what I think. I think she has been mean to me. I think you've been mean to me. But I get a rap for being mean.
Wait a minute here. I've been mean to you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Let's reverse the Jews on that one, folks. You're going to fail, and you're going to, you know.
I never said you're going to fail. I never said that. What I said was, my exact words were, I said, in the past, the diets have not gone very well, and I said, we'll see what goes on by the time Thanksgiving Eve comes about. And I think I've been proven right on this because you have, as you've stated on this show, had some stumbling blocks.
I have over the years. I'll be the first to admit it. Diets are hard for me. I'll be the first one to admit that. They are very hard because it's basically a change of lifestyle that you have to do. It's not really, I don't call it a diet, it's a change of lifestyle. You have to change your whole life of eating. I don't have a fast metabolism like some people. They can eat all day long, and then not gain a pound, you know what I mean? I wish I had that, but I don't have that. I have a dying one. My gerbil inside me does not want to move.
Now, when did you have that gerbil put in?
Oh, no. It's dead. It doesn't want to spin anymore.
Did you eat a gerbil at one point?
No, it was just a word of speaking. You know, like the...
Well, I know Charlie ate a groundhog.
What would groundhogs eat, like chicken?
No. Charlie has a whole different philosophy on what groundhogs taste like.
I'll have to ask you. I remember I tasted deer one time, and I'll never eat it again. Now, some people say you got to thin it correctly, or it doesn't taste correctly, you know, and I think I had a bad experience with it, so I'll probably never eat it again.
Well, I don't think one bad experience should ruin the whole thing.
It was just awful. It was an awful taste.
Well, then,
have you had deer before? Have you eaten deer before?
You know, I have, but I didn't eat it straight out plain. I ate it with, I think it was in a soup type of thing. Like with pasta and things like that. Kind of, I don't know what you call it.
Like beef stew or something.
Yeah, kind of, but I don't think it was gravy. I think it was mixed in with some kind of marinara sauce or something like that.
I'm not a big marinara sauce either.
Now, you like your spaghetti?
Yeah, I do, but I'm just not a big fan of the marinara. I mean, I like spaghetti sauce. The marinara sauce, I'm not a big fan of it. I don't eat a whole lot of it. I mean, it's all right, but I'm not a big... I'd rather dip my stuff in regular spaghetti sauce.
Well, that's... Marinara pretty much is regular spaghetti sauce.
It's a little different. I mean, it's being a little different. It's a little different than regular spaghetti sauce.
I don't know.
It has a little heat. Huh?
I say, I don't know.
Now, you're talking to a fat man. Listen,
okay, well, I'm glad I know who I'm talking to.
Oh, I cracked myself up this morning, don't I? It is 8:47 right now. Wow, time flies when you're having fun.
Well, I think the only difference between marinara and spaghetti is just that spaghetti has some meat already in it. And marinara is, you have to add the meat.
I don't know. I really don't know. I never look at the ingredients. I just know it's a little different between even tomato paste. Tomato paste is nasty without having
Oh yeah, tomato paste. But what kind? What brand do you have on spaghetti? What? Where do you get it? Because I certainly know you don't make it homemade. So
spaghetti, I usually buy ragu.
Ragu. Now I think ragu is a marinara sauce.
I don't know. It's just a spaghetti sauce. I don't know. It'll say marinara. It's a spaghetti sauce, not marinara. So I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll have to ask Betty Crocker on that.
Well, it's hard to tell. I don't know. I when I go to the store, I always say, well, where's the marinara sauce? And they send you down there with the ragu and the prego.
Yeah, it's in the same area. Just like the marinara, like when you get like for like cheese sticks and stuff like that, you know.
Well, that's true, but I think I don't know. I really don't know the truth on this because I'm not a big fan of spaghetti and things like that, so it's hard for me to say. But I do believe that ragu is marinara, but somebody will say it's not. So that's the way it goes.
I don't really know. I just know it's a spaghetti sauce, and you can't buy marinara different. I don't know what the difference is, to be honest with you. But either way, I mean, I like marinara. I just gotta, when I get it with a cheese stick, I don't eat a whole lot of it. I mean, I'll dip it in every so often, but it's just, to me, it just has like it's more thicker than spaghetti sauce, of course. I don't know. It's probably, I'm sure it's all made from tomatoes, so there you go. I'm sure it's just a different ingredient.
Well, that's true. It's very close in ingredients, which is kind of interesting. And, I hate to bring this up again, but I want to get it in here before our time ends.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, we talked last night on the telephone, and, you know, we don't tell all the details of those conversations. But, again, I just bring this up because I have to bring this up as I did when you did it the last time, which I think was last Friday. You know what I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah.
Because you did it. Once again, you interrogated me last night. How do I say this? You interrogated me about who is this person that last week I said was in my life at this point. Girl. What girl? That's what you were saying. What girl? Another interrogation last night, even though I told you last week that I would not bring that up.
No, I just said because you brought it up to be on a conversation.
Yes, last week I did bring it up in a conversation, and then you started. Then you started rattling off people who I had been around in the past, and it wasn't any of those people. So now you're curious as to who the new person is. So you interrogate me every so often about this, even though I will not tell.
I'm not interrogating. I just asking, hey, you know, is this, you know, person, you know, nice and
well, they're nice. Sure, I would tell you that they're nice.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not interrogating. I just, you know, usually you tell everything. So I was like, well, there you go.
Well, maybe someday she'll be around, but I can't speak to that because, you know, people are busy.
Well, yeah, that's the way life goes. We're all busy. We all have busy lives.
That's right. So I cannot.
I don't call it interrogation. I don't put you on like a lie detector or.
Well, no, I call it interrogation.
Yeah. I was having a conversation with you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I call it an interrogation because it usually starts with. Because usually if you ask me a question, it's usually normal. What do you think of this? What do you think of that? But when this thing comes up, you say, now, who is this person? And I say, well, I'm not going to tell you that. And you say, well, come on, it'll just be between you and me. Now, who is this person? And I say, I'm not going to tell you that. And then you say, now, come on, why can't you tell? Now, see, that's why it's an interrogation.
I don't know. Maybe because, I don't know. I didn't think it was interrogation, but I guess if you want to call it that, I guess you can call it that. But, you know.
I just think it's an interrogation.
Well, I mean, that just makes it a good, you know, that, you know, make it a secret life. You know, everybody...
A secret life.
A
that's, whoa. I'm not leading any secret life. I'm just not bringing up who people are around. I'm not like Howard Hughes. I'm not out there doing whatever, God knows what. I'm not like Batman. At night I put on a crime-fighting outfit and go out. There's no secret life. But we... Listen, you did not answer the first question I asked you, which was...
Oh, man.
Hold on. The first question was, we're 7 days away, 1 week away from today is Thanksgiving Eve. Where do we stand on...
No,
where do we stand on the blizzard issue?
I don't know yet.
Oh, God.
I guess.
Oh,
jeez. No, listen.
Are you leading a secret life?
Okay, so we talked about yesterday. Remember Bailey? Bailey said, "Listen, I can break a cookie, and you guys can have a blender."
No, that ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. If you're not eating a blizzard, it doesn't work. What's a tradition if you don't partake in the tradition?
I know. We have to go there and decorate the office, and
yes, there are a lot of things to do that night.
Yeah.
So. You're leaning more toward yes at this point, is what I understand.
I don't know. I will let you know later on when the time comes.
Are you leading a secret life?
I have to see what my numbers are. If my numbers are down, I might be able to have it small.
Well, I think you're leading a secret life, and I know that when you get to that drive-through window, that whole small idea will be out the window. That'll disappear. That'll disappear quicker than most men's toupees.
That's why I'm trying to stay. That's why I'm trying to stay away from that window, because that's what happens. It does. That's what's really hard for me. I have no willpower of the fast food restaurant, because my body craves food. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, geez.
Well, I think most people's bodies crave food, and we'll see what happens. But we're 7 days away. We'll see what's going on.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
We'll see where all the chips fall.
Yeah, that's right. All right, well...
That's right.
Hope you have a good rest of your day. Huh?
I will try with Pet Carol and Santa Larry, a sure sign of the holiday time next hour.
Yeah, tell Pet Carol I said hi, hello, and happy holidays.
All right, well, have a good day, and we'll talk soon.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye-bye. All right, there we go. Now, again, the question is, we've got 5 minutes left here in this hour. Well, if you want to comment on that conversation, feel free. 740-383-9944. But I do think it's an interrogation. I think when you ask the question repeatedly, that's what makes it an interrogation, as opposed to just asking the question. Now, I could be wrong, and maybe that's just my opinion, but let me know. 740-383-9944. Also, we're asking the question, why is the day before Thanksgiving a busy day in the restaurant business? There is something about that day that is busy. Does anybody know why the day before Thanksgiving in the restaurant business is a special day? Well, I don't want to say it is busy, but it's special for some reason. What is that reason? Because as I told you, in the retail business, that's the day they tag the sale for Black Friday. In the grocery business, that's the day that is the busiest day of the year because people want to get the food for Thanksgiving. But in the restaurant business, there's something going on there on the day before Thanksgiving that makes it a different day than all the other days. Now, I bet if you called up a restaurant right now, I know they're open. They open up early in the morning for breakfast. I bet these restaurants, and I'm not talking about fast food, but I bet these restaurants would be able to tell you why the day before Thanksgiving is a very interesting and different day in the restaurant business. So you could call them or call me and give me a guess. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't forget Santa Larry coming up next hour with a big announcement, and the legendary Pat Carroll, voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, will be along at 9:40, celebrating 30 years since the release of the movie The Little Mermaid, which she was the voice of Ursula. Emmy and Grammy award-winning actress. Will be good to have her back on the program. Also, do want to remind you that, what is today? Wednesday. We have the Charlie Evers Show coming up after this one this morning, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond tonight, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And we also have the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:15 to 7 p.m. You're not going to want to miss any of that today right here on WWGH Radio. Also want to let you know, I got a call the other day from a listener saying that the beauty shop on Mount Vernon Avenue that's out of business now, where they are putting the Dunkin' Donuts, the windows have been taken out. Now, that was Monday, I think I got that call. So who knows what's happened since then? I should have looked over there this morning as I was going down Mount Vernon Avenue. But apparently the windows are out of that shop, and apparently they're getting ready to knock it over and possibly get started on that Dunkin' Donuts there on Mount Vernon Avenue next to the Jiffy Lube. Now, is there any more progress on that? Somebody could call in, 58 and a half minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have any progress report on the Dunkin' Donuts that's coming to Marion on Mount Vernon Avenue, which seems to be the talk everywhere of the town? Do you know why the day before Thanksgiving is a big day in the restaurant business? Or any other comments on the program in general? We have about a minute left before the top of the hour. 740-383-9944. And again, don't forget, today, Santa Larry with a big announcement in just about 15 minutes, and then the legendary Pat Carroll, voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Grammy and an Emmy award-winning actress at 9:40 this morning, live on the show. And tomorrow, Ashley Williams from the Hallmark movie Holiday Hearts, from 9:10 until 10 a.m. live on the air to talk about her big Hallmark debut, Holiday Hearts, tomorrow night on the Hallmark Channel. And then Friday, we still could possibly have a very big guest to announce, which would also be a lot of fun. So that's the way it goes. Remember, you're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Be back in 15 minutes.
Famous cookie man, Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play